Morning, Steph.
Morning. So let's begin with Sleater Kinney, a band that's always sparked conversations, and their latest album, The Center Won't Hold, is no exception. This is the Annie Clark, aka St. Vincent, produced record that they've been teasing for a little while now. And with St. Vincent, they've carved out a wholly new sound for them. It's a bit glossier in the sense that it's more synth-driven, but still an industrial sharpness, and those scathing lyrics and rock elements are still there too. Unfortunately, drummer Janet Weiss has now left the band, though she was present in the album's recording. Sleater Kinney have weathered a lot, and I doubt, you know, I don't doubt that they'll keep moving on. So this one here is from Sleater Kinney, a track called Can I Go On?
Just played that to me with no context, I don't think I would have guessed it was Sleater Kinney, but I'm really into it.
Yeah, like I said, it is a new sound from them, and one I think that St. Vincent had a hand in on production, yeah.
I can definitely hear that, yes. What else have we got?
We're going to head down to Melbourne next with the duo Hate Rock and take a look at their fourth album, Venus in Leo. There's always been a surrealist gothic nature to their music, and their latest is as experimental and brooding as ever, and signifies, I think, Hate Rock's return to their underground rock roots. Super intimate vocals from singer Janine Standish, and paired with some beautiful complementary guitar melodies and super clean production from Nigel Young. The duo's instrumentation is just superb. It's hypnotic and reflective, and a new one here from Hate Rock called Dream Symbol.
I feel like that's the sort of track that you could either just listen to for hours or just have in the background and never get sick of.
Yeah, definitely. Hate Rock there with Dream Symbol. It's called Venus in Leo, their new album.
And what's taking us out?
We're going to finish off with Cumbria Ray's London-based artist, Bryony Jarman-Pinto, and her debut album, Cage and Aviary. Features smooth and soulful vocals, jazzy instrumentation, and some really intricate harmonies and clean pop hooks. It's written over 3 years, and the album, yeah, the album is, I think, a fusion of genres with a certain authenticity as well. So we'll take it out with Bryony Jarman-Pinto and this track from her, Cage and Aviary.
Thanks, Steph.
Maybe when I think of you again, I will feel better at this sour face. Cause it is hard for me to think with a bee buzzing in my for yourself and everyone. Pull apart the fact to make it better. Say it's not beautiful and to all we go. Cultivate a future, future people come together. Breathe and use your open mouth. Use it again and call my nature. No, I don't give it away. This autumn leaf with every weathered mountain to break up. No, no, no. Gradually we mend, it's our luck. Yeah, yeah, hey. Oh, knowledge that grows around me, I feel it still. Maybe when I think of you again, I will feel better without this sour face. Cause it is hard for me to think with a bee buzzing in my ear. As it grows around me, I feel it still. Maybe when I think of you again, I will feel better without this sour face. Cause it is hard for me to think with a bee buzzing in my ear. Maybe in time when the seas rise, and this barrier will not seem so high, I can hardly think what we have done.